AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Outgoing Secretary of State Blinken says he expects the ceasefire deal to be implemented over the weekend. He calls it a moment of historic possibility, even as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute dispute with Hamas is holding up Israeli approval. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports on what the ceasefire agreement would bring.
The Gaza ceasefire hasn't even taken effect yet, and already it appears to be in trouble. Two U.S. presidents, Joe Biden and President-elect Donald Trump, both announced the deal on Wednesday, as did the Prime Minister of Qatar, the Middle East country that's been mediating weeks of negotiations. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there still is no agreement. He's blaming Hamas. He says the group is trying to make last-minute changes to the deal. Hamas denies these allegations and says it's committed to the agreement.
One of baseball's most iconic voices in the broadcast booth has died.
Number one has always been baseball for me.
Bob Uecker, the voice of his hometown Milwaukee Brewers, who after a short playing career earned the moniker Mr. Baseball and honors from the Hall of Fame, has died. He was 90.
No matter what else I ever did, baseball was the only way I wanted to go.
In a statement released by the Brewers, Uecker's family said he had battled small cell lung cancer since early 2023. Uecker was born and raised in Milwaukee. He reached the majors in 1962 and lasted six seasons in the big leagues, finishing with a 200 batting average,
which tied me with another sports great, averaging 200 or better for a 10-year period. Don Carter, one of our top bowlers.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Federal health officials are backing the health benefits of nicotine pouches, ruling that Philip Morris International Zen can help adult smokers cut back or quit cigarettes. This is AP News. An American is being extradited from France, charged with attacking a Gettysburg University student.
French appeal court prosecutors say an American man accused of sexually assaulting a Pennsylvania college student in 2013 is being extradited to the United States. The man, Ian Cleary, allegedly sent the female student a Facebook message that said that he raped her. The appeal court prosecutor's office in northeastern France says Cleary was handed over to U.S. authorities at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport. Cleary was detained in April in France after a three-year search. He's been held in custody pending extradition proceedings since his arrest. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Comedian and host Conan O'Brien has been named the newest recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for Lifetime Achievement in Comedy. He'll be honored on March 23rd in a special ceremony. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.